Hey guys, just to let you know, we filmed the Fahim episode a little bitty tiny bit ago, like a month ago, after the Super Bowl. Remember the Super Bowl? The Niners lost? Yeah, we talked about that. We also talked about Shane Gillis, SNL, a couple of weeks ago. We talked about some other fun stuff, but the conversation was great. It was a great episode, so make sure to like, comment, subscribe to our channel, and enjoy Fahim's special.
We got Fahim Anwar. Fahim has a very special announcement. Should we just tell everyone now? Or
right up, how do you want to do it?
Yeah,
this is your big day. Yeah.
This is your thing.
I want you guys to say it.
Oh, Fahim has a special.
That's right.
Thank you.
February 28th. You can take it away from here.
Yeah, it's going to be on YouTube again. It's called House Money.
Nice.
Stand-up comedy special.
Where did you do it at this time?
I did it in Nashville.
Nice.
Whoa. You know, known for hot chicken and Fahim Anwar specials.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
do you
man.
Have any relations to Nashville?
Like, not really.
I gotta do my special in Nashville.
It was kind of like an oversight because like I've been on tour for the last year and then I kind of burned all like, no shade, Nashville's a great city, yeah. But I burned all my hot markets. Like I did New York, I did Boston, I did LA, I did all the top cities and I'm like, I gotta shoot this thing. I didn't really like think this through. You know what I mean? And I'm like, fuck, I burned all my cities. And I didn't want to return to a city to film my special because it would be the same shit.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted an untapped city.
Right.
I'm like,
fresh.
So, yeah, fresh city. And then I asked my people, I'm like, what should I do? Like, do you guys know any good markets? And they go, Nashville's good. Like he just threw a dart.
Yeah, yeah.
He just threw a dart at a map and he's like, Nashville?
And they're like, oh, they're shrugging. Yeah.
But it did work out. Nashville was a great city to shoot it in. So I shot it at Zany's, which is a comedy club out there, and it was great. We did two shows in one night and the special came out great. But when I do a special again, I'm gonna save two or three cities. Like I'm not gonna burn Boston or New York or LA. I might keep those towards the end of the tour.
Smart.
Cause then it's just yeah.
Are you like opening up your special like any relation to Nashville? You'd be like,
I did a little. You know what's interesting? Cause like I did just for the shows, but you can like edit that stuff out if you want. You know, like I did it just to kind of like ease into the special. We probably edited it out, but I was like, I'm like because. Kid Rock has a bar out there. I'm like, I'm like, thanks for coming to the special. You could be at Kid Rock's bar right now. And I go, what is that like?
Yeah.
I go, do all the servers just have like fedoras and wife beaters? And they're like, how's everything tasting? You know, like if you need anything, my name is Kid.
What goes into shooting a special? Is it like just tripod up or do you have like hella nice cameras around all of you?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, this guy, Jason Katz, he shoots a lot of specials. He's based in New York and he DM'd me. He's like, yo, I'd love to shoot your next one. And I wasn't ready to shoot it at the time. Yeah. But then when the time came, I hit him up and yeah, he was really good. There's like 7 or 8 cameras, really well done. There's like slider shots and it's not like 7-digit iPhones. Yeah. I'm like a headset. Like it's coming great.
Ring cameras.
4K, dude. You're gonna love this.
You know the Ring cameras?
Apple ProRes.
You know the Ring cameras that just circle around
like
you at like the
events. Yeah.
He's on stage, just literally like the American Idol shot where they do this. They always do that shot in American Idol where it looks so cool. But then I always think about the middle-aged man with the Steadicam, just like just going around Kelly Clarkson, because they don't show that guy. Yeah. You just see Kelly Clarkson. Doing this, but there's a guy like
the one that's the chest strap, like with the camera attached to him. Yeah,
totally. The thing is like 200 pounds, and that's why you just have some
the weight behind
it. Looks great, but this guy, you're bending this old man's spine just to get Kelly Clarkson on a. Like,
you're the first person to ever stand up on our podcast,
really?
By the way. And Evan had to like react on the spot.
Whoa.
Like,
That's like the Tony Hawk 900 of podcasting.
I've never had to like have someone like adjust
the ratings are through the roof. You look at the YouTube spike, your next podcast, you're gonna be like, so how did you get into music?
You know what, like, it shows you most watched.
That's the most watched moment.
We've literally never had someone stand up.
Yo, you like revolutionize the podcast format. Like, you see Rogan, he's like, so tell me about
it's like a trend.
Yeah. He's talking down to somebody in a chair, 2 feet away.
I mean, this reminds me, you talk about like the spike in the views. I guess what's his name? The Adam 22 or whatever.
No jump.
So I guess he has this podcast where like he podcasts with a porn star and then he fucks them and his wife. On the podcast. And I'm thinking, like, what is this demographic of people who want to listen to a podcast and watch porn? Like, if you like saw a graph of that, you would see no views, and then as soon as the fucking started, it would go through the roof.
The most replayed.
Like, one guy has a tie and a coffee tumbler, and he's like listening to the podcast with the porn star. Is it just the audio of them fucking for like?
No, I just think that's the, like, he probably watches back his own pod and it's just a stagnant line, like, for the podcast portion. You know, like,
no shit.
Pornhub videos. We all, you know, you see the spikes of the cool stuff that's happening. It's just stagnant. He's like, oh, my pod's not doing well until I start having sex. Interesting.
He still can't put two and two together. It's like, why aren't they watching the talking part? I see a giant spike when the tits get whipped out.
You go on his pod to plug your special and you're just like, In the
you know, I would honestly, I wouldn't even bother with the dialogue. I would just come in while they're fucking and be like, yo, I got a special. It's called House Money. Check it out on YouTube. Hyperlinks down below.
Right on the climax.
Have fun,
like,
guys.
Fuck.
Yo, it's almost like Mortal Kombat where he goes, whoopsie. Just to plug my special.
What other rounds have you done for your special? Or do you want to say?
This is the first one. Oh, I mean,
you picked us?
Yeah, I picked you guys.
No, there you go.
He stood up on our podcast first.
That's so true.
I remember, so you did Hat Trick that also aired on YouTube, right?
Yeah, I have an exclusive deal with YouTube. I have a first look deal with YouTube uploading. So anything I shoot, I upload it to YouTube and they allow it, you know?
Almost.
I mean, Vimeo, they've been courting me, but I think just the landscape of comedy now is like, you just reach way more people with YouTube. Like, unless Netflix is like throwing you a bag or some of these streamers, unless they're throwing a ton of cash at you, they're not really offering eyeballs like it used to be back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, you're hitting more people with reels. You're hitting more people via YouTube.
Did you see Tucker Carlson's interview with Putin?
Putin? No.
Dude, like, that got
good?
Hella views.
Oh, really?
That was just like on X. Like, he exclusively.
Bro, maybe
just
I put it on X.
X.
Maybe I put it on X, dude.
It's a huge market.
The interview was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember you had the special also on CISO, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Well, that was like, okay. I mean, it's so funny. It's like, CISO was like Peacock, which is like, it's like shit or diarrhea. Like, they're like, Peacock is a better version of CISO, but even Peacock is like, what? So CISO was NBC's first stab at like a streaming service to compete with Netflix.
Yep.
And it was just comedy based. So my first special was on there, and then that died, you know, like the network died, and then Comedy Central licensed it. So it was up on YouTube.
Okay, nice.
But it's on my YouTube. So all my specials are on YouTube. Now I was able to like grab it and. So I have three specials available on YouTube. The first one's called There's No Business Like Show Business. The second one is Hat Trick.
Yep.
That was shot at the Comedy Store. And then this most recent one is called House Money.
Hell yeah.
I'm like a CISO diehard. I'm like, no!
I love the CISO branding in the bottom right corner.
Can I ask your process of the special also is like, you did the Fahim Works on stuff, or you always do that?
Yeah, I do that. Like, that's a monthly show I do at the Comedy Store. It's really cool. It's a fun show where I just like, I always jot down ideas on my phone and then I just have, I have to like get them out. And it's cool to have enough fans now where I just post on IG, like my stories. Hey, I'm doing a Fahim Works on stuff. And I pack out the belly room. It's like 60 seats. It's not a ton of seats, but it's enough to get a read on material. And I just MC the show. So I have my friends who go up and do regular sets, and I just go in between and I just try out a bunch of material.
That's sick.
And I film it and I put that up on YouTube and I also chop it up.
Yeah.
because it's too hard, like in comedy, just when you have so many bits and stuff, it's hard to water all those plants.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You kind of have to pick which babies you want to raise.
Yeah, exactly.
And you might have some funny jokes, but you just don't have the time to give them all to really refine them, mm-hmm. and they would just evaporate. So I'm like, let me at least just throw it against the wall.
Yeah.
And it's 70%, 80% there. I'm like, that's good enough. And it feeds the algo.
Yeah.
And people seem to like it. People are pretty comedy savvy nowadays. They like seeing how people develop bits and stuff.
Yeah. What about X, dude? You gotta get on
X. I gotta get on X.
But like, was your Fahim Works on Stuff, like the better laughs that you got on certain jokes, did you incorporate that?
Some of the jokes from Fahim Works on Stuff made it into the special.
Nice. That's okay.
Some of them, yeah. But then sometimes they're different things though. Like you kind of start touring with an hour and then you might have some great jokes from Works on Stuff, but then you can't, you know, you already have your tour. So it's hard, like, where do you slide them in? Because maybe they don't make sense. Maybe like I have a joke, let's say, about flying cars, but I'm like, I don't talk about flying cars anywhere. Yeah. You know, it's like too short.
I love the idea of being like a diehard fan and then watching the special, be like, I saw him work on this.
Yo, for real. Because even people will be like on the internet, like, yo, do any of the jokes from Works on Stuff? You got to do it from volume 12.2. This joke would be great. And so you have some like comedy nerds who kind of see that iteration, you know?
We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, Nutrafol. Guys, we don't have to choose between hair growth and our health. Nutrafol's drug-free whole body approach promotes hair growth from within. No compromises, just better hair. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeking thicker, oh baby, stronger, oh my lord, faster growing hair with less shedding. Nutrafol's hair growth supplements are physician formulated using 100% drug-free ingredients. All right, Waleed, you're up. In a clinical study, 84% of men showed improvement in their hair after 6 months taking Nutrafol's men's hair growth supplements. Take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. I love Nutrafol because I love luscious locks and sexy hair. And with Nutrafol, you'll get both. Wow, Waleed, that was amazing. Thanks so much for your input. Take the first step to visibly thicker, oh my lord, healthier hair, oh my gosh. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code Zaz. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code Zaz. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code Zaz.
Sorry, I didn't want to like bring up the...
No, not at all. No, I like
the
word.
It breaks the fourth wall kind of vibe of the special.
Yeah.
But speaking of cars.
Cars.
You bought your mom a car.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Congratulations.
The king of the segues over here.
You fucking made it, dude. Well, I really wanted to bring this up because this is like...
That's nice.
Everyone wants to do this, dude, but you fucking did it. Does she hate it?
Yeah. She goes, I wanted a Mercedes. What is this?
Walk
drive
through
this
it.
Around now. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, my daddy's like, so, I mean, we're both Afghan, you know? So he's
like,
so.
What?
You don't know this?
Look at my hand.
I took your liquid death can. I took it to 23andMe, and I'm just letting you know where you're from. So he's very practical, that immigrant mentality, like no luxury, just he just loves value more than anything else.
Toyota Camry.
Yes, just reliability, value more than extravagance or anything. And so my mom has wanted a Lexus for a long time, and just my dad is too practical to allow that to happen. And I'm like, let me just circumvent my dad.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? Because like I'm doing well enough now, and I know... They didn't even want me to do stand-up when I first started. It was this point of strife.
Yeah.
So it's almost a celebration in like how they raised me and things turned out okay.
Yeah, and you're old enough to where it's not like a bad decision.
It's not a bad decision. Yeah. Although my mom, she's such a mom. She's like, if you need the money, I'll sell it. You know what I mean? Like this is like a day after I gave it to her. She's like, just say the word. No, I won't get as much as you paid for it. But if you're in a pinch, I'll sell the car immediately.
Financial, like.
So 3 days later, I'm like, Mom, I need that money, Dad. They're after me. I bet on the Niners. It came out to bite me. I like using my legs. Mom, please. So, yeah, it was nice to be able to do that. And, like, you know, you just think about finances. I don't really spend money on anything, really. Yeah. I'm like very frugal. Maybe I eat out too much. That's my only vice. I guess. But my overhead's very low. And you just like it's just numbers on a screen, kind of. And I go, this what does numbers on a screen kind of do for me?
Yeah.
This would mean so much to her.
Yeah.
And I still have enough breathing room. I go, oh, I would love to do this and finally I was at a point where I could.
Yeah.
And it was just so great to fly to Seattle just to do this. Yeah.
That's tight. Yeah. Did you put a bow or no bow?
A tiny bow.
Yeah. You didn't see the bow?
I did.
You made it to
zoom in. Oh, you could you buy a car, you can't afford to
check it out.
Bow.
Yeah, I had to get like a. enhance. Just CSI enhance. There we go.
What was your talking points with the car dealer guy? Like, did you have to like go through like the whole.
I told him what I wanted to do and all that. Yeah. So they helped me out.
Big fear is like fucking actually buying a car. I'm Craigslist guy like your dad. Like
I hate the rigmarole of. Yeah. I just don't want to get fucked when I go to a dealership.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with paying a fair price, but I just want to know that I didn't get fucked.
Yeah.
I get fucked here?
Yes, sir.
That'd be great. Right, like cool. A dealership. Like, we won't fuck you. Like, we'll give you a deal. You know, it's going to be beneficial for us, but we're not going to fuck you very hard.
We'll fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not completely honest, but we're not going to fuck you super hard.
Adam 22 car dealership. Selling cars and fucking.
Yo, so what's so funny is like you have an idea of the reveal in your head when you do something like this,
because
I've seen so many commercials on TV. Mm. You think that's how it's going to go. That's what I had intended for it to be. I had my brother kind of choreograph the stuff.
Yeah,
I go, get them away, get them away like somewhere, and then I'll drive up and then I'll park it. I'll put the bow and stuff, and then you bring them out. He's like, yeah, okay.
Oh, no.
But he's so bad. He wasn't good at like orchestrating this thing. So my dad is just like working around in the garage. And that's like he would see me if I pulled up.
Yeah.
So I go, you got to get him out of the garage. And I'm 3 blocks away. I go, you got to get him.
I'm looking at him.
Yeah, this is like SEAL Team 6. I have night vision. I'm like, you got to get my dad out of the. I'm like, you got to get him out of the garage. He's like, what do I do? I don't know. Like, mom's in the kitchen. And I go. He's like, oh, I go, I don't know. Say there's like a water pipe or something.
Yeah, because
I'm trying to think what would make my dad leave the garage, and there's not a lot. unless there's something wrong with the house, then he'd be like, okay. If it's to fix something, you can't be like, Dad, I got to tell you something. He'd be like, fuck you, you know?
Yeah, tell me later.
Yeah, like whatever works for white people wouldn't work for my dad. Like, Dad, I have something I have to get off my chest. He'd be like, don't bother me.
Tell me in the garage.
Yeah. So I was like, say a pipe leak or something.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll say gas leak or something. My brother's like, I'll say I smell gas in the guest room. Even though it makes no sense for there to be gas in the guest room, there's like no gas pipe. So he's like, I can hear. I go, put me on speakerphone so I can hear. I go, Dad, I think I smell gas. I think I smell gas in the guest room. He's like, what? He's like, I think I smell gas. He's like, I can hear him going upstairs. And then my mom goes up there. He's like, you smell it? And then, you know, he's like, no, I don't smell it. My mom's like, no, I don't smell it. And then that's when I pull up because I know they're in the guest room.
You could.
And then I'm talking to my brother. He's like, he's going back to the garage. I can't help him. So then my dad is like there and I get out of and he doesn't see me yet.
Yeah.
And then my mom is like getting ready, and then my dad sees. So the reveal is with my dad. He's just like sweeping and stuff, and he sees the car. He's like, "What's it?" And I got thrown in a car. And he's like, "What?"
This
weird half step reveal. I kind of wanted both of them to come out and be like,
it was this weird
stutter step, and then my dad goes back to working.
And he doesn't believe you.
Or he's like, okay, interesting. He smiled a bit, and then just goes back to working. And then I'm just standing by the car for like 5 minutes waiting for my mom to come out. And I'm like, what's going on, dude? Can you like, he's like, she's getting ready. Like, I don't know. She's gonna go to the grocery store. So I'm just like standing by the car, just like looking at my watch and stuff.
Just chilling by it.
And then she's gonna go to the Safeway. And then she's going the other way, like to the garage instead of through the front door. And my brother goes, oh, mom, come this way. And she's like, why? He's like, he's playing basketball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, come this way. He's playing basketball. And she goes, oh, okay. Like, I'm 39 years old. I got to see my mom. I have to have my mom
watch
me shoot hoops.
Yeah.
Mom, watch me dunk.
I can touch the rim.
Yeah, lower the rim. I'm a dunk. So then she comes out the front door, and then she's like, "What? What is this?" And I'm like, "It's yours, mom. It's yours." She's like, "No, no." And she's like crying a little bit, yeah. and I'm like, "She's like, I can't. I feel guilty. Like, no, you can't. This is too much." Yeah. And I'm like, "Mom," and then I just hear. My dad turns on the shop vac. My brother is filming this. My brother is filming this moment. I'm hugging my mom. And then he's vacuuming the Dodge Caravan. And it's just blowing out. It's like my mom's crying. And, and then my brother just stops filming. And he's filming this way instead of, you know, landscape, which I wasn't thrilled about. Yeah. I saw him over here like this. I'm like... Go,
I can
go sideways.
Yeah.
Give me options. Yeah. I can't punch in on that. Yeah. I'm gonna lose reds.
Yeah.
But it's just so funny, this heartwarming moment. Then and I go, I guess that's the footage. Dude.
Not like the commercials at all.
He's like 43.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds like he doesn't really get, you know, welcoming cool events on camera and like.
Well, I mean, that's exactly how it should have went down, I guess. Like knowing my family, that's what was supposed to happen.
You should have got the guy.
But you see the Lexus commercials where it's the drive to remember or whatever. Yeah, with the bow and the dog, and they're like, "Oh, Henry, you shouldn't have." And they have kids, and then when it actually happens, it's like.
The leaf
mom, you play basketball.
That'd be a great commercial.
Was your dad like, "Hey, what about me?"
No, we got him a Rolex a few years ago.
Okay,
me and my brother, we pitched in and we got him.
Six.
Yeah.
Happy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a car, he just would have, it would have been too much for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Too practical, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
He would probably love if I got him like a 2003 Toyota Camry at a great rate, he would start crying. Just like,
I would cry.
You saved how much money?
You didn't get
fucked.
Low miles. Getting one for me after I finished like.
Oh yeah, I was like trying to find like a Toyota. I was like, oh, I could find one for like if I could find one for like $4,000 or $5,000, like I'll pull the trigger for him.
That would have been sick.
Like for his birthday or whatever.
It's my dream.
Couldn't find one. They're all going up in value.
Dude, they're sick.
Yeah.
Great cars. I also got another gift for me. Was a Super Bowl. I want to talk about Super Bowl now. It's my next segue.
Yeah.
I got a Super Bowl shirt with Niners and Chiefs. No like winner or anything. Just Super Bowl, and I threw it away after the Niners lost.
Really?
Threw it away? I can't.
Why?
I don't want.
It's too traumatic.
Fuck no! I will never wear it again.
It's an achievement to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You don't have to win
after three fucking Super Bowl losses, dude.
Made you want to throw it away?
I will never ever wear it again. Never.
What if you get a T-shirt that says three Super Bowl appearances? Like like super. Like, you're super proud. Three-time Super Bowl appearance.
My buddy got the NFC champion, like, the step to get into the Super Bowl. Like, we are the NFC champions. And he got that merch. And I was like, I don't want that. I would never wear that either.
I got that because UW went to the national championship. Yes. So that's my college. So me and my brother and, like, some other people went to the game in Houston. And then we lost. But I bought that merch, too. I bought, like, a pin that had Michigan and UW. So, I mean, that's a reminder, too.
Never,
I didn't throw it away.
Got so upset to, like, throw a T-shirt away.
I'll never wear it again.
What time was it when you threw it away?
Last night.
What if you try to Photoshop the Chiefs out of it, like a cover-up tattoo?
Yeah. Or like,
you go to an alteration place. Can you just make it look like a Niners shirt and just take the Chiefs away?
Just take the bowl out. Yeah. Super. Woo!
Here's a patch.
Yeah. I was not happy with that game.
What was the thought when you were throwing it in the trash can?
Well, it's been on my floor, on the ground. I've been very, very depressed, by the way. Were you depressed
I bounce back pretty well. Like, I'm not as invested as my brother is. My brother is, like, such a diehard with sports that it'll affect his mood for a few days. And
it's me right now.
Yeah.
Just for context for the crowd here, we filmed on Friday before the Super Bowl. We picked that the Niners would win. Some comments said that they picked the Chiefs to win just because I'm a Niners fan, and my sports takes are so bad that they actually made money off of me just being just a terrible sports depicting person.
Yeah.
Just do the opposite of what you do and you'll be rich.
Yeah. So watch the Super Bowl on a Sunday. Now it's a Wednesday. And
you should have like
still
a,
depressed.
You should make an IG page where it's like Zach's picks. It's just the opposite of like,
really bad. Yeah. Really embarrassing. But where'd you watch the Super Bowl?
Just home. I was in Seattle watching. I was pulling for the Niners. I know there's like an intense rivalry between Seahawks and Niners, but like I thought it would have been cool if you guys won.
Yeah,
I've seen the Chiefs win so many times. It's like cool to switch it up.
I'm so fucking sad, bro.
Do you have any analysis? What would you have done different?
The McCaffrey fumble hurt us. Dre Greenlaw getting injured sucked.
Is that the sideline thing?
Yeah, like, dude. Yeah,
so weird.
Dude, my friends tried to like talk shit. They're like, oh, look, all my friends are Raiders fans. They tried talking shit like, oh, dude, your boy fucking fell. I'm like, do you know how sad of an injury that is just like in his his personal life?
Running onto the field?
Just running off.
Like, do you think it? I'm going to do it again. Get me up. Get up. You got to be ready, dude. You missed the whole thing. I don't want to do it anymore.
Should we put like a tracker so like matches his movement?
No, you're going to bring a drone in whenever I do the pod again just to have eyes on me all the time. Yeah, I think it was because he was sort of like juicing himself before getting.
Yeah.
Do you think it was the pumps? Yeah. Do you think that's where it happened?
Yeah. So he also had Achilles tendonitis. He had Achilles tendonitis leading up to the Super Bowl too.
It doesn't look pretty.
So how does that work? Can you heal from that?
Or
is it eventually going? No, I'm saying like when he had the tendonitis.
Yeah.
Is it going to tear no matter what, or can you heal from it?
Remember KD? Yes. He played
until it tore.
Yeah, and all the Warriors doctors were under scrutiny because they just forced him to like play. Technically, maybe.
But if you didn't stress it that much, would it heal on its own 100%? Or do you just have to like do it until it fails?
I probably would need surgery, I would assume, eventually. I don't know. Not a doctor. But I also wanted to ask you, since you're a dancer, how was your Usher take of the halftime? What'd you think?
Well, I was watching the internet, you know, people's commentary on it. It kind of was a millennial's wet dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I loved it.
Oh, I loved it too. And you forget how many hits the guy has. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this too? Oh, his shirt's off? What? I'm gay?
I like
roller skate. What?
I want to roller skate now.
Why didn't I know Usher could roller skate?
He brought out like hella good people too. He brought Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ludacris.
Do you think Luda had the fro as a way to like fight back to Cat Williams?
Yeah.
Fuck you. I thought he would have had these. That would have been the ultimate fuck you if he had like the lamb chop.
I didn't even think of that. Good call.
I think the fro was I'm still Luda.
And he's on the fucking Super Bowl, which is already a flex in itself, I would say. Yeah. But I thought it was sick. I loved it. People were like shit on him because he's sweating. Do you see how hard he was fucking dancing?
He's dancing hard as fuck. You try that.
Yeah, he was dancing his ass off. You want to stand up and dance, or you get?
I think I'm good.
Evans,
I don't want to force it.
Yeah, let it come naturally.
Sorry.
Well, it's funny seeing all the responses about Usher and Alicia Keys like being so like close. But I thought it was I thought it was very tasteful.
I thought it was tasteful.
Yeah.
It was no like nipplegate.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You thought it was tasteful, or you're asking?
I thought it was tasteful.
Yeah, I thought it was tasteful.
I was fine with it. Who's she married to?
Swizz Beatz.
Yeah.
That's an interesting pairing.
It is.
You know?
It is. I met both of them.
Really?
Twice.
What's the story?
We went to his house to shoot something.
Swizz?
Yeah, Swizz and Alicia Keys.
I'm just imagining you saying bye to Alicia Keys, but from behind just
No, it was they have a sick house in St. It's like where the Tony Stark like
oh shit.
Like that's the house that it's based off of. So this crazy house, like, and we went and like shot this thing, and they were super cool, super nice. But I remember when we went to go shoot, there was like this big, huge dog, like scary cane, corso, whatever looking dog, like barking at us from the window. And we're bringing all the gear in for the shoot. And they're like, and then randomly one of the maids like comes out running around like sweating. She was like, you guys haven't seen a big dog, have you?
How do you misplace a huge dog?
Huge ass dog. And then because we saw it barking at us, we're like, oh, this dog wants to kill us.
Damn.
We ran, so we fucking loaded everything in the car.
The house is that big that they just like lost
huge.
It.
Huge. It has like ocean view. Look up Swizz Beatz, Alicia Keys' house.
That's so, dude. Living that life, like you could just Google their house and your like your dimensions and your fucking rooms are out there for.
Well,
anyone
they had
to
the whole
at,
like architectural digest or whatever.
Got it.
Damn. Do a whole piece on their crib.
It'd be cool to be rich, but I don't want people just fucking
just pull it up.
Here's my family room. Well, they're
asking for it.
Okay.
Look at that.
Yeah.
They're tripoding it.
Yeah.
But it is a really interesting matchup for Swizz. That was the garage that we shot in.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick. Why don't you get one of those?
I gotta start producing.
Yeah, dude, you gotta start making beats.
Yeah.
So what kind of, I wanted to ask about Swizz, like, do you think he's a jealous guy of, like, the Usher situation?
I feel like once you reach a point of, like, that, being that rich,
yeah,
you don't care.
Also, it's performance.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Swizz understands.
Yeah.
The figure skaters, like that.
Yeah, yeah, they're all doing this, and they're holding their, you know,
crotch.
Yeah. Well, did you know that Swizz has a camel racing team?
What?
Yeah, you didn't know this?
First of all, I didn't know there's camel racing. Second of all, I didn't know Swizz owns a camel racing.
Yeah, he's like, I guess it was his approach of like buying a team, but like not like buying like a basketball team or like a horse racing team.
He's like, let me be different.
Yeah, so he bought a batch of camels, essentially.
Where do they race?
In Saudi.
This is Swizz.
It'd be funny, you're like
Arab dude.
Like Sawtell.
AKA Saudi Bronx. I'm just chilling at the Camel Cup in Alula. This is an amazing day, amazing race. I'm so excited to be a part of it.
15 likes on this bad boy.
Show the camel.
Yeah, look up this camel. Saudi Bronx is what he calls his camel racing team.
Saudi Bronx.
He did say that in that video.
What are they ranked?
What's going on, Vogue Man?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's got a fucking
Saudi Bronx.
He's got a highlight reel.
What makes Saudi Bronx different? It's not just a camel racing team. It's a lifestyle.
Is it a highlight reel?
Yeah.
It's an educational piece.
So tight.
It's a discovery piece.
Oh yeah, and this is the crazy part. Pause it. The way they stream the camel races, it's dudes in cars with like Periscope out on their phones. Just like filming the camel. Like,
Periscope is on Twitter?
X, yeah. They still use it over there.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in forever.
I know. They still do use it.
How much money they would make on the TV licensing deal for camel racing.
Yeah.
They're just doing Periscope?
Yeah, why don't they get kick deals or like YouTube Live?
On Apple TV. On Apple Plus, we now have camel racing.
How do they get the camels to like, you know, in like... the cowboys when they're like bucking on bulls and shit, they pull the testes of the bulls.
Really?
That's how they get them to buck. I'm pretty sure. Isn't that
I thought it's like a rubber band. I thought they like rubber band the balls and then hop on them.
I thought they like yank them.
Like a thong.
I'm pretty sure they yank the balls. Anyways, how do they get the camels to race?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
I thought they yank each camel's ball.
I didn't ask that much.
I wonder how much it costs to get
a camel racing team.
Yeah.
He said it was a lot of money and he's really trying to push for the sport. To like be popular.
Take off.
To be popular.
He's like, why is it this? It's not taking off here.
Comments will get me on that one, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's also yanking balls is a tough thing to search.
Okay. Totally fair. Yeah.
He's like,
no, look it up.
For some reason, Adam 22 comes up again.
Looks like a great podcast.
You invite Fahim to your weekend?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing it's already going to happen. I'm doing my first ever kebab cart.
Very cool.
Pop up.
Yeah, yeah. So wait, it's this weekend?
It's this weekend.
Nice. Where at?
In Eagle Rock.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, very nervous.
Is he going to come?
Yeah, I don't know. If you want to come. Yeah, if you want
to
come.
What's the window? What are you doing?
12 to 3.
Okay.
There'll be free food for you, obviously. Everyone else, you got to pay. You got to pay. You got to pay. And then I made that shawarma machine costume.
Oh, yeah. I saw the picture of you in it. Awesome.
I'm going to be wearing it for like 3 hours.
Is it functional?
Kind of. It's like, it shoots on the back of it. It has like a t-shirt cannon, like an old t-shirt cannon. And we're going to use it to shoot like pita bread.
I love how like the shawarma isn't enough. You go, yeah. We need more. Yeah. We need a t-shirt cannon on the back.
And then the mask opens up and that's pretty much as far as
you know what would be great is if you had like white and red sauce coming out of your hand.
Oh,
it's
we
like,
tried.
I thought that's what you were doing.
We tried. It was just... way too hard.
That's the hardest part. Yeah, the t-shirt cannon and the the engineers are totally cool with that. But sauce is what really.
Well, there's like packets. You have to run wire, and then the pieces all like there's like different pieces for it.
I saw you shoot it. You did a Hassan stream, and you shot it. Someone shot it straight up out of ceiling.
How far? You mean the t-shirt?
It's a t-shirt cannon. Yeah, it's like $1,000 t-shirt cannon.
Jeez. And does it shoot pretty far?
Yeah, it's meant for like stadiums and stuff like that.
So you're not going to shoot a pita at someone?
No. It'll just God. Like shoot straight.
It's like a flare gun. Yeah. It's just to kick off the festivities.
Confetti. That would be sick, actually. I should throw confetti.
But props to you for your marketing. You should help Fahim out with his special, dude.
Yeah, like, what else do you want to do for your special?
I'm so basic. I'm just doing pods. I'm just doing the podcast rounds. I'm doing Rogan. I'm doing some other ones. And then I'm putting the special out on YouTube. And then maybe some people will throw it on their story. Mm-hmm. But I don't have any outside the box. I haven't built an Iron Man suit for my special.
Try to think.
You gotta do like the Burt Kreischer, like shirtless, you know. Just yeah.
What if I do pantsless and then nice. I go on podcast, my dick's out.
You gotta do a Drake.
I'm a reverse Burt.
Yeah, dude.
Standing up always.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Yeah. Never.
What's your marketing strategy? I stand on podcasts. People are like, "Who is this guy standing all the time?" Oh, he has a special.
He's crazy.
I guess I'll check it out.
His head's cut off on every podcast.
Yeah.
You won't make it.
I'm trying to think. Stand-up is so hard to promote.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Like, yours makes sense because it's sort of like a character. It's like Tony the Tiger. It's a shawarma thing.
Yeah,
people want to go meet it.
Oh, the Mark Norman thing.
Oh, the ghost thing.
That was crazy.
Or what was that? I still don't even know.
It was association with a company. They hit him up if they can promote something on his stand-up taping or just a set that he was doing in New York. And then they just wanted to test out if it would work or not, like if people would draw attention to it.
Yeah.
And it did, but they didn't have anything behind
to promote.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was just a company just testing out like live setup or something. So, you know, like a little like brand.
What did they do? What was like the shtick?
A dude just popped up next to Mark Norman while he was performing. He knew it was going to happen, that the dude was standing there.
Yeah.
And then security came and swarmed him out.
And then the people said, "All right, let's leave."
Yeah.
So they filtered out so something's going on. So people left.
Yeah.
And then people were like, "What happened?" Blah, blah, blah. So it actually worked on that level.
Yeah.
But I guess there's nothing behind that. It was just sort of, let's just test if we can drum up some attention.
Dude, I don't read articles, but I read a lot of the articles on that because I was like dying to know what the fuck was that? So I guess it worked, but it's just like, now I just like don't really think about it anymore.
We should attack you on stage.
Or you just stand up there and I'm like, "What's going on?" And you go, "Nothing." And then you get off stage. And then I keep on looking and I go, "There's no one's talking about this." No one seems to care.
It's not taking off.
I paid him a lot of money.
Saved my whole budget.
I go, "Mom, you got to sell this car." I owe these guys. I try to do a Norman viral marketing thing. It didn't work out like I thought it would. I'm in deep. I need 40K.
But Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
Big. I love Shane Gillis. But him going back on SNL, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked to watch that. I like. Any employer that fired me, I would love to just fucking go back on that and just like,
ha ha.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing anything cool better than what I was doing before. So
the Clay Thompson video, he's like, "He's back."
Oh, yeah, dude. The hype video.
Norm MacDonald had that famous monologue where he came back after NBC fired him and he's like, "They said I wasn't funny enough and now look at me, I'm funny enough to host a year later
he's
or
like,
something.
Either so. I'm funny or the show's gotten really, really bad."
Dude, he was a legend. But Shane Gillis is definitely gonna do something like
you have to.
He's gonna rip him a little bit. They have to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's such a sign of the pendulum shifting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it was so much this way, like his firing and all that. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's hosting now, I think is a real cultural shift.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Just for SNL or just in general?
In general. I think comedy and sort of, I think we were so quick to just dismiss people and destroy people and stuff like that. And now there's a little more nuance. People are kind of fatigued from that.
Yep.
And the fact that he's hosting SNL, it's a real... like flag.
I'm surprised he didn't be like, "Nah, fuck it. Like, I'm not gonna do it."
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's gonna.
But it's like such a much more power move to do it.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean.
Yeah.
By just saying,
it's a full circle moment.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So white people doing accents is cool.
It's the coolest.
Oh fuck yeah, dude!
I can't.
Dude, we're.
That's the new SNL, dude. It used to be get on SNL is the way you would make it. Now it's not get SNL. Do the accent. Fucking bypass. This is the new.
I've always wanted to do the accent, so.
Which accent?
All of them. Yeah. Name one. Which camera you want to do it in?
We stand up for this one. No, I'm just kidding.
Right? You get a power bank. Yeah. You guys are knocking the standing, but you really.
What's the job that you would want to go back on? I saw a clip, a pod clip you were on of you were a grocery bagger.
Oh yeah, that was my first job.
Dude, if you went back,
was it Boeing?
No, because I worked at Safeway.
Oh,
so because they would hire you when you were the youngest, legally, 15 and a half, you were able to get a job. Yeah, yeah. And my dad is all for.
Yeah.
He's all for child labor, but the U.S. has certain laws. So he's like, 15 and a half, just you wait.
He has a calendar.
Yeah, he has a calendar. And as soon as I go, he put the apron on me. And he goes, okay, have a bite of cake and I'll pick you up. I'll pick you up from work. So yeah, I was a bag boy at Safeway.
How was that?
It was pretty cool. I mean, it's just Tetris. I got really good at bagging the groceries, and then it gets kind of monotonous. Well, it really is like Tetris, because all the groceries come and you're like blah, 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 and you can lose track of time. Mm-hmm. And so when there's a spill, all the bag boys were just like, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you're on your own time. People don't know how long it takes. You can get lost in the shuffle a bit.
Yep.
Have the mop bucket. Maybe you take a little extra long time.
Right. Think about your
cleaning the bathroom even. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I'll clean the bathroom.
Just throw and up. Then, I'll do it.
I mean, yeah. Exactly. So you just have more time. You're not barraged by all these girls trying to keep up. Like, there you go, Mrs. Smith. And you always you'd say, do you want help out with this? And they go, sure. And then you kind of go into the car. And that you always wanted them to say yes.
Yeah.
Because then it's a break. Yeah. So I always loved when they said, yeah, I would like help out. And then I would take the cart, load it up in the back. And then they would want to tip you, and you're not allowed to take tips.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking 15. I have to be like, no. Your money, I do it for the love. Because I didn't want to get fired. Yeah. I wanted that money so bad.
Your dad's just in the parking lot. Pay him. Pay him right fucking.
No, my dad wouldn't be tipped. He's like, no, he loves doing this. He does it for free. Yeah.
You do for free.
But there were some like naughty courtesy clerks who would like take the money, but you're not supposed to do that. And I was a Boy Scout, so I was like, your money's no good.
My valor is too important.
Yeah. No, I just like loading trunks.
The grocery store I go to, there's a dude, he was doing the grocery cart shit, just like back, get them all together. And me and my wife were walking in, and I saw him just leaning up against the carts and just like texting. I was like, oh, this dude doesn't give a fuck. And so we finished our grocery shopping, we're in line, and the dude wasn't at the end to help us bag. So I just started doing it myself, which I usually do, because I was just, don't want to make the cashier person do both. Like,
yeah.
So
like,
I was doing it. So then the dude that was on his phone comes up to me and he's like, do you want to do it or do you want me to do it? And I'm like, you're on the clock, bro. I'm not going to fucking keep doing this. So I kind of just, I said that in my head, but out loud, I was just like,
I'll do it.
Yeah, I was just like, I know I said you're getting paid for doing it. So what? I didn't want to it's his job. What the fuck?
You go, if I wanted to do this, I'd go to self-checkout.
I said it in like a
no one line I did.
I said it in a way nicer way. Like it
has a cigarette burns in it.
you go, I'll have a pack of Marlboros. You take it out.
I ash it on the ground and clean that up, please.
And you go, you don't even smoke. This is all just the burn in Emperor.
Damn, I feel all bad now. I thought this was gonna be
you got bad at it. I would have said oh, I'm not that good at it. You're better.
I just said
you're better at this.
Yeah, you're better than this. Yeah.
So you're getting paid for it.
Yeah.
You're getting paid.
I suck at this. Yeah.
I don't know. He was standing just right next to me, just like this. It was his lane to do it. So I was just
maybe
put on my
this is your
in.
Dream,
absolutely.
I don't want to take this away from him. He seems to be really enjoying himself. I've always wanted to do this.
Twirl it up. Yeah. Just fucking throw it in. No, yeah.
In front of your wife.
Yeah, he was check standing right next to me. I was just like, you're getting paid. You could do it. Well, now I feel like a fucking asshole. Anyways.
Nah, they don't care. It's always awkward in there.
Yeah.
I had a cousin who worked at Sprouts, and he was just, he did not do his job, because I remember people would ask him do you have more cilantro in the back? He goes, yeah, sure, I'll check. He'll walk to the back, stand there, Not Jack. Walk back out. No, you guys are sick. Fuck.
Hell of you. Did you ever do that? Like, did you check her help?
Lie and yeah. The back and just stand there. Because there wasn't even cell phones. Yeah. You know, we didn't have the iPhone and stuff. You literally just
hang out.
And then you go back and you go, yeah, I looked all over. Couldn't find it. Isn't it funny? Like, people respect just not being able to see you and then coming back, even though they have no idea what you're doing. They go, well, he did go out of my eyesight, and he did come back, and he told me.
He did go through the door.
He told me the thing. Why would he lie? No one would do that. No one would just go through the doors and go.
He stands like a freak.
I looked all over the place. Couldn't find it. All right. Well, thank you for your help. Yeah.
He times it too perfectly.
Yeah. And then she tips. You go, well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for looking.
Shoe people do that. Oh, I guarantee you shoe people.
Shoe people do
that. Oh, I feel like that too.
No,
I go, do you have this in a nine? They go, no, we don't. I go, could you look in the back? I know they just went back there and just went... Yeah.
Have you seen how high the shoes are? There's no fucking way they like go
they
all the way up
there. Yeah,
even if they could see it says nine up there, they're just gonna go, no, we don't.
It's crazy. Yeah.
No, we're all out.
You have small feet too. They definitely laugh at you.
Oh,
back
no, it happened. Dude, it was funny. There was actually someone from my high school. This is PacSun. I love, like, look, PacSun's great.
Yeah.
There was a girl in my high school who worked at the PacSun, and I was like, yeah, I'm a small eight. She goes, oh, ho. I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, what? You said what?
I said, oh, I need this at a size 8. And she goes, oh, whoa.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I guess I was fine with it because I knew she went to my school. But then at the same time, I was like, what the fuck? I was like young enough where I was like, I don't know what to do in this situation. Like, do I sue?
Yeah, talk to the manager.
Yeah. What do I say to the manager?
I mean, professional. Yeah. More from PacSun.
You got small hands, small feet, bro. You just gotta kind of...
Don't don't burn it.
Comments I've been getting is, I'm getting new bald comments.
Oh, yeah. He's going through it. Yeah.
Dude, so...
Gets us.
The Niners lost... And then I posted.
Can't win.
I do. So then I posted a video on my own personal story of me just doing like a rant of like how the Niners lost, and I went like this. Don't zoom in, Evan, please.
Enhance.
And the camera caught my head just like this, and I've acknowledged that I'm bald in the back a little bit, and I got like 3 comments of like, dude, you're balding too. And I'm like, I know I'm balding. All right, the Niners just lost. Give me a fucking break. Jesus, but I'm 31 now.
You're doing good though for like, you know, we're getting up there.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're doing pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You're looking at my
Also, do you take anything or are you going on that? That's great for doing nothing.
Yeah, for nothing.
Dude. It's like light you take thinning stuff. Worst.
Yeah. Hell
light
yeah. Thinning. Yeah. You want to reveal your
and
lettuce
you could,
there?
You could take shit if you wanted and it would fill in super easy.
I decided to shave it.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
I'll get it on the camera.
Oh wow. Are you going fucking
swan
diving?
Yeah.
I love how this is like the way men can like bond.
Yo, I've always felt like the only time men act like women is when it comes to hair loss because it cuts so deep. We're like, dude, I would kill to have that. What are you talking about? No, not at all, man. Yeah. Dude, how old are you? You're doing great. That's the only time men talk like chicks.
Yeah.
Everything else is so machismo, but like hair loss cuts so deep to men that it's like, dude, what are you talking about? That's nothing. I've got this going on, dude. You're fucking crazy. I would kill to have your coarseness.
My friends
from curls,
home,
dude.
My friends from home with weight, they say like you're fat, or like they'll just like rip you for being like a little chunkier. Like yeah you could lose some weight, but hair loss, like what you're saying, is like
brotherhood. It's almost like death. Like it's this thing that's coming for all of us. We're like, no, dude. And like just deny it. You know,
yeah,
like, dude. What are you talking about? You've got so much life ahead of you.
We can take so many supplements. Yeah.
But do you think men nowadays like? With hair growth products, probably the best time to have hair loss.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You have everything going. Like, we can do anything.
I feel bad for our dads.
Technology, like, people or our dads and technology are probably like, oh, like, I didn't have that in my day. I didn't have that in my day. Yeah. Do you think our dads would rather have hair growth, like, supplement help or the technology back in their day? Because, like, they got to... I bet our dads, like, once they got, like, bald and shit, if they wish they had hair growth, they probably got bitches.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but technology or hair growth? That's what I was kind of
like. Oh, like an iPhone or hair?
Yeah. That's what I was trying to, pivot.
That's a great game show. Just iPhone or hair.
And just there's like bald a bald dude like...
I do send a lot of emails. But then fucking is cool.
I have a sick mullet, but I have a flip phone for like 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, I have had this thought. Like, I think once they cure balding, I think hipsters are going to start balding ironically.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, it's gonna come back.
For real. Because once it's an option, now it's a separator. Like, oh, cool, you can bald. Like, I normally take the pills and stuff. But you know what I mean? Because it'll be, you'll see a guy who looks like Phil Collins and he's like 21, and girls will be like, I like that he's bald.
Yeah.
Because it's an accessory. It's not something that's happening to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, you could always go to Turkey.
But that's just, it's a far trip. It's expensive.
No, but it's cheaper. Yeah. People do that all the time. They'll
it's
go
like
out
you
there.
Doing a group now. It's like,
and you get to see Turkey.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? Most people are experiencing Turkey just with like surgical bands. Like, wow, what a beautiful country. And it's just to have a huger ass or a smaller nose or more hair. Like, no one goes to Turkey just to like kick it in Turkey.
For the culture?
Yeah, they're like, I might as well have some fat sucked out of my tummy while
I'm
here.
I just love the food. Well, it's funny too, because like now they have programs where it's like you go with like a group of dudes, they cover your hotel, they cover like your stay, they give you a little tour. It's like a resort. It's like a full
The ball gene comes from your
your mom's dad, I think.
Your mom's dad.
Unless that's a wives tale.
Yeah, so he's still got the front head, but it is the patch in the back.
Just never turn around, dude.
That's me, man.
Whenever you leave parties, here we go. Whenever you leave parties, you go, this is a great party. Thank you for having me. Goodbye, everybody.
That was literally me. I'm on a different podcast, and I do ad reads with Cody, and I sometimes will turn my head to like address him, and we have great studio lighting, and I have a good head of hair in the front, and then I would turn my head, and it was just like... Mr. Burns thin, and I was like, oh fuck, and that's what led me to like actually shave this.
Well, it's funny because when he shaved his head full, the first thing I said was like, I'm so proud of you.
Yes, dude, I got some comments that were like, man, good on Kenny, brave the shave. Yeah. It's like finally, and I'm like, what do you mean finally?
But you did it. Like, you guys have been thinking this the whole time.
Yeah. Nobody was
tell somebody tell me. Like even the people in the comments were like, we don't want to let him know. We like him too much.
You did it the day after Harry Styles though. So the first thing I asked you was like, you did it for Harry Styles, didn't you? And you're like, no, I swear, like I didn't do it.
Upstaged by Harry again.
Yeah, fuck.
Damn.
Any other plugs you want to do? TikToks, Instagram?
Sure, I'll do all of them.
Dude, I saw that after our pod, you've been fucking crushing it on the social game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude,
no, I'm
you've been
too
doing
close to that. I don't know.
Shorts? You've been doing TikToks?
Trying to.
Yeah.
You got to keep, I guess.
The machine.
Kind of. You just make the thing, you keep on disseminating into clips. Like, clips is kind of how you reach everybody nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I love the special that I did, it's going to be 58 minutes when you watch it. It's for purists to, like, sit and watch an entire special like that. But I know that most people are going to experience it via the clips that I start chopping up for IG Reels, Facebook Reels, YouTube Shorts, TikTok, you know?
Yeah.
So, because, like, I think when I did Hat Trick, one clip did, like, 12 mil.
Damn.
So it was this, like, wizard, whatever, Wiccan joke. And so a lot of people discovered me that way, which is weird because you do this whole hour-long special, and then a bunch of people come to your shows because they saw a 30-second clip of you.
Yeah. What if you never shoot the special, but you just, like... shoot clips for a special that doesn't exist.
You could, honestly, like someone that think
check
about
out my special.
That's your Mark Norman.
Yeah. I want to see the podcast, or I want to see the special. There is no, it's all clips. It looks like from a real thing. I know, it doesn't exist.
We have a compilation.
You can look all you want, and we just go straight to clips.
Did you have a Theo Von moment? Did you see him shouting at some lady in his crowd, like some drunk lady.
Oh, no, is this
some...
recent?
Yeah.
I love Theo. He was at the store the other night. We got to catch up.
Oh, nice. Yeah. He chewed some lady out. I guess she was like chirping away at him the whole entire time. And he finally just like, the security guard that was standing right in front of him was just also hearing the lady chirp away. Mm-hmm. And he's like, do your fucking job and
bro,
kick this lady
that happens
out.
All the time. Because we're doing so many live shows. Sometimes it's interesting how long someone can keep on chirping before they get bounced. Some clubs are amazing, you know, like Helium and Philly's great. The Comedy Store is really good at this. Certain clubs are super on top of it.
What's like what's the line?
Well, yeah, there's an art to when there's disruption in the show. Sometimes there's someone who just had a little much to drink and they mean well, like they have a good heart, but they're being and I can like judo that.
Yeah.
And I can dismiss it and kind of get it to a nice place just being a pro, having done it so long, because I know their heart's in the right place.
Yeah.
You're trying to get them sober up, like water.
Yeah, let's run water. Yeah, you like Aquafina? What do? You like liquid death? No, we don't want to do. We don't want to do stock. We'll do water. You love water. Right?
Yeah. Tap.
Yeah. So like you can kind of judo that a bit.
Yeah.
But if they keep on piping up, then you've got to be like, oh, okay, can you? So you have to sort of like match what you're getting. If you go too hard.
Yeah.
Like if they're being disruptive and then you just go nuclear, you're like, shut the fuck up, lady. You lose the room.
Yeah.
You have to, because it's almost like beating up a toddler.
Yeah. There's no way you can like beat up the toddler and then go back to
parenting. Yeah. Anyways, I was talking about dating is weird. And everyone's like, you're a monster.
What the fuck? Yeah.
but if the person's mean and belligerent, then it's all gloves. People want you to tear this person
apart.
Yeah. Like if it's some guy with like a Rolex and slicked hair and like some date. And he's like, yeah, say something funnier. No. Like, how much do you make? Like,
they want
you to tear that guy. You could do anything you want to that guy. Be like, get this guy fucking out of here and just like rip him apart. But if they mean well, you kind of have to finesse it a bit.
Yeah.
But if they're so disruptive, it'll happen sometimes where they pipe up for a third or fourth time and you'll hear the crowd groan like, and they're tired of this person too.
It's always so awkward, like even just like in the crowd and I hear someone else like chirping away. I'm like, because I know like you or whoever's up there like hears it.
Yeah.
And you're just like being super professional and like ignoring it. But it takes away like just as a silent guy just watching like.
Yeah.
I know.
Look,
you can get away with one or two of those. But then if this is going to be a thing, you can tell when it's become a thing. And when the crowd groans because this person won't stop, it's almost fun. I'll take a moment. I'll be like. Everyone hates you. Yeah. You know? I go like, who wants them to stop talking? Like, because they're in their own world, they don't even realize this. And then I'll ask the room, be like, do you want them to stop talking? Everyone's like, yeah. I'd be like, see, everyone hates you right now. So I think you're like disconnected from reality.
Well, I feel so awkward for the person like sitting right next to them too, or like right from the eyesight part.
Sometimes it's weird. They're on a date or something, and the person's on the date is realizing that they're this type of person.
Dude.
Yes, and they're just kind of quiet and so embarrassed, and then it's mask off with this guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I saw a clip of the date hated the comedian, but the significant other loved him, so she went for him, and he just tagged along, and he was chirping away at the comedian, and she just had to sit there and wait for the comedian to try and call him out and shit like that, and it happened, and they both got kicked out and just ruined the fucking night.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a turnoff. There's no way you can keep dating. That's like
see you tomorrow.
That's like how can you keep dating? That's a huge icebreaker for me. Like, hell
yeah, huge red flag.
Unless
like,
you're fetish.
Oh, I didn't know you were a piece of shit at live shows. We're so compatible in every other regard, but just I guess we had never gone to a live show before, and you're a monster. I guess this doesn't work for me because I like going to live shows.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I remember like when. I first like was I did like open mics like in Orange County. I remember there was like a bar, and there was this girl doing her set, and we're sitting right in front of this dude who was belligerent, and all he said was like, it wasn't even a chirp. He just said, "Shut the fuck up, bitch!" And then I'm sitting in like right behind, like right in front of him, like trying to make sure the girl knows it wasn't me. We're sitting all the way in the back, and she's like, "Was that you guys?" And we're like, I like kept going like this. Like,
I don't think your voice could go that deep.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, not at all.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
shut the fuck up, bitch. Like Cat Williams in the bed. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
All right. Well, winding down officially again.
All right.
So your special February 28th on YouTube at
YouTube.com/FahimAnwar. It's called House Money. Yeah, check out my other specials too, but this is the one I'm most proud of because it's the most recent. And then I'm on the socials, you know, IG, Fahim Anwar, TikTok Fahim Anwar Comedy, the original Fahim Anwar got well, that, I guess. That. I couldn't get it.
Who has it?
Fahim Anwar.
I say for our goodbye, we stand up and wave at the
camera. Oh, that's good. Yes, yeah. Like right. Factory Direct Diamond.
Yeah. Thank you guys for watching. Thanks, Fahim.
Thanks
go watch this special.
Thank you.
Peace and blessings. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.